We are officially recording. It is 6 after 7 on Monday, May 14th. Junction City Library Board is meeting.
And you have to say who's here.
Call to order, huh?
And you have to say who's here.
Okay, Evelyn and Jacqueline and Sarah and Chris and Frida are here at this point. And I call this meeting to order. Are there any changes or additions to the agenda?
No, I don't have any.
And has everybody had a chance to take a brief look at the April's niche draft of the board meeting?
Yes.
Any additions or corrections?
No.
None.
None? Okay. Okay, as presented. Expenditure report that's on the back of your two-sided. I talked with Mike Crocker and
he's the financial person.
Mm-hmm. Because I couldn't figure out what was going on with this. We had talked in last month's meeting, we were talking about line item 281, which is confusing because I'm going to suggest that we start using not that number because it changes.
Oh.
And we use this 650. No. Well, it should be 650.
Yes, this is 650.
No, 925. Pardon me, 925. I'm sorry.
925?
Yeah, 925. 608925. I'm going to suggest that we use that as the number we're talking about because the line item numbers change from depending on who's entering the information. Anyhow, there was a discrepancy on that line item. And I looked back because I was really trying to figure out what's going on. And in January, it went from November or December being 192% of what was supposed to be spent to 74% of what was supposed to be spent. And I'm looking at that, wait a minute, what happened? And so Mr. Crocker said that there was a charge put to the wrong account.
Oh.
And so that's what cleared it back down to 74%. But then there was an additional $508 that was spent regarding an antivirus software.
Oh.
So that came out of our budget. And
So
that we are still now back to this exorbitant amount of money that we're out.
Oh.
We're still $405. Dollars more, or in the hole,
overspent on that particular item.
So he got back to me right away, and I appreciated his being willing
to
do that.
So that's nothing anybody could have done anything about.
No. But it's just having been a bookkeeper kind of sorts at one time. Those kinds of numbers, when they shift from being 200% to 74%, go, wait a minute, what?
Yes.
That has been at least explained. So I'm more comfortable that we're not losing money floating off somewhere.
Thank you for explaining that.
And what happened the last time about the book budget? It seemed like we hadn't spent hardly any of it.
Well, Frida, did you say that they're going to reduce that budget? Next year, we're not going to get the 17,000.
No, they've reduced it.
We're going to get 10,000 next year. Mm-hmm. Ay, caramba. So anything left over this year carries over. So you're just not pushing to spend at all. now.
Well, last year they put the kibosh on me, so I couldn't spend my April budget, but I didn't have a problem this year. And we actually, and Lynn got a few replacement things for our book bags, and then she ordered some new DVDs from PBS, because we haven't gotten any new DVDs for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so... Yeah. We did get some new DVDs,
but we will carry over any balance.
And I can. I might wait and not spend.
But not necessarily in that line item, though, right? I mean, just in the total category. I mean, they're not going to say, okay, you underspent by $2,000 in books. If we overspent somewhere else, that's all going to balance itself out, right? Or how do they do that when we carry over?
I don't know if we can.
Because they're not gonna carry over negative 405 in computer software. They're gonna rebalance it, I'm assuming.
Would assume, yeah.
And the computer catalog is negative 622.
That'll be interesting to see how they make that work.
How they handle that, yeah.
Well, I'm bummed about.
So they might take money the book budget and balance the rest of it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But we're not at 100%. Like property taxes were less than they expected, and interest was more than they expect. You know?
Interest better be more than they expect. Better be getting some benefit.
But direct wages and there's, but we're 74 and 77 with 74 in this personnel services, so we're in the 70s and the 50s. So we're probably can pull it out. You've got a 74% spent total in the personnel services. Right. So maybe, and then we're at 72% of the materials and services.
Mine says 78.
So,
or where are you at?
So right here, total materials and services, we're 72%.
Mine says 78.
Mine's different from yours. What month are you in?
This is
March. Oh, I see. So there is
some
slush materials and services.
What are you talking about? Here? Can I have one of those so I can get the back of it? Thank you. Okay.
Sorry, that was
78%. Okay.
I was feeling very confused, but now I feel better.
And now you know why.
Okay.
Like, mine's the same thing.
But it's still 78. Thank you for correcting me. It's still. I do have April. So we're still 78. And so we're below, 79, 71, and 78. So I think that we won't have to dive into the book budget, it seems.
Mm-hmm. No,
we're only 6 weeks away from the end.
Yeah.
And this is our first year on the bucket plan, so.
And the, Friends of the Library is buying some nonfiction books. So we had a list on her on her desk today. I'll give her some more on June 4th.
Cool. Any more discussion about the expenditure report? Anybody have any more pressing problems? Okay. Heating of the library. I went to the store, and came up, I took paint can of the blue, the darker blue that we have as their accent, with me. And I started at their closest to the same blue and worked my way up to a light color. And this is what I came up with. And I've given this to the powers that be of Tom's little group. His budget committee group.
Did they not have any suggestions?
Hmm?
They didn't have any suggestions?
No. It all just kind of sat there.
Okay.
And I just said, okay, enough is enough. Nobody's figured out anything. So it will either be this similar to this blue or white. And we suggested that the trim, the close trim around the windows panes themselves be the same dark blacky blue that is on the across the street, and then the railings be the same color, that dark blacky blue, and then around the windows, the wood around the windows on the outside the sashing, not the sashing, the framing of the windows, that be the dark, the blue that we've been using. And probably that'll stay on the outside, on the scallopy business around the roof.
So I thought that had to be spent out before the end of the fiscal year.
That's why I took them color, because, well, we don't know what color blue you're talking about, and I said, I'll show you.
Okay, perfect.
And I got permission from Frida and Lynn also before I took it over to Tom.
Well done.
so that they wouldn't be
so if
surprised.
You took that over there, how will they know? Because they're going to buy the paint. Did they have this number and color?
No, I gave them one of these.
Oh, you did?
I gave Tom one of these with the little arrow pointed to this. But you can get this paint color anywhere.
Right. I know.
Whoever they can get the best bid out of, and they can get it made. So as long as we're close to this, it's a gray blue. Mm-hmm. And then a frame around the existing little checkerboard.
Yeah.
It says library, so...
So have they started getting bids yet for the paint job?
I thought they had, yeah.
Yeah, but they got some misinformation. Originally it was okay to paint over the Junction City on the end, and then it wasn't okay. So we've gotten bids with it being okay to paint over it. So that needed to change. Uh-huh. And then there was something about also the wood too.
They had
for the door.
I don't know.
I don't know if they bid that. That was bid.
I told Tom that was non-negotiable. We wanted that to stay wood.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is in such
it needs
poor
to be
shape.
Sanded.
If they paint the building and they don't do anything with that, it'll
it's
look worse.
It's going to look really sad.
I know.
Yeah.
But we can only do what we can do.
No, we're going to get that done one way or another.
Yes, if we're going to be out there with masks and sanders.
I've done it before.
And M3. Okay, we talked about that.
And I think it has to go to the committees, the community service committee.
But maybe not. Okay, library volunteers schedule. Ms. Frida?
We have gotten some new people. Tom and I interviewed two people, and one of the two passed the background. They're really going through the background checks really fast. I mean, like, at first it was like I wasn't hearing for like 2 weeks, and I don't know if that was just somebody dropping the ball, and they heard back and I didn't hear. But they've been doing it in like one day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we interviewed this one person on Wednesday, and I think I heard by that day or the next day. So she's actually going to start this week, Thursday. And then I got two more people, and the one cleared just lickety-split, too. I gave it to him on Friday, and I think she cleared that same day. I got to call her, and I'm hoping to get her plugged in on Wednesday. And then the other lady, she forgot to put down her social and her driver's license, and she can't. And when she gets that, I called her and let her know she needed to do that. And then there's another gal. She's previously been okayed, but she was working at Papa Murphy's, and she just got a job at Jerry's. So she was going through orientation last week, and I called her and said, I need you tomorrow, and I have not heard anything from her. So I'm hoping that's still going to work. She said she was only going to be part-time. She was going to be a stalker. And she was hoping to start doing sales after she went from stalker to sales. But anyway, and she's young, which is I really am excited about, because I think we need some of those kind of people too. Mm-hmm. Nothing against the salt and pepper generation, but
we want to show up.
Abby, at this point, are they all women or not?
Yes.
All women.
Yes.
Speaking of volunteers, mm-hmm. I have had some young gentlemen. Young people. I mean, these are 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds. And so, and I've told them that probably not yet, but maybe. So, what is the rules for age people? Because they could do, you know, some cleaning and stuff like that, sweeping out the front.
Yeah. At this point, I really want to try and stick with people that are
Mature,
21. Mature. Or post-high school.
Yeah, like this one gal's 19.
Okay. And so 18 would
married.
Be the cutoff?
Yeah, she's married and is working.
Okay.
So.
Some of these kids in high school, I think as seniors, maybe they have to do community service.
I think they're expanding that. I think they're doing it for all grades now.
Oh, really?
Or they're working on it. I think Brian is working on that.
Okay.
I don't know for sure, but I know that they do as seniors for sure need community.
You mean, you think that they have to do 4 years of community service?
I think they're working on that, yeah. I think Brian wants to, you know, expand that beyond just senior year.
Maybe that's what those kids are looking at.
Maybe.
So it could be something to inquire with the principal at the high school to find out.
Or one of the.
If it is, in which case, maybe.
A student counselor or something would probably know.
As I noticed, I worked on the Women's Build for Habitat in Harrisburg last Saturday. And it's for a mother, a single parent who has 4 children. And she has that age group, boys. Mm-hmm. And they go down and volunteer in the Habitat Restore every Friday.
Mm-hmm. For community service hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's always, there's always stocking and stuff like that at that store where I suppose I could learn how to don't do the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah, it's the Dewey, but then it's awful. It's also alphabetizing too.
Yes.
So there's two things. Yeah.
So.
And it's not that we haven't. One time we had I think they were the bank and my bank, and they were supposed to do something, and so they came in. They also brought their children with them, and they did it in about 2 hours. So I'm not going to say anything more, but the quality wasn't there.
So you need someone with focus and detail orientation.
Lynn's son did it 1 year as part of being a senior. They had to do the same thing, and he actually went through, and he took some time. It was not done in 1 day. It was done in several days.
I hope you're able to hear your own voice on this day. I don't know how you can hear. I can't hear you.
We'll
assume that I heard.
Okay.
The answer to that is to give very specific direction.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know.
But right now, Frida's got so much on her plate.
I know.
Teaching us.
Well, I would say maybe see
this.
If they could volunteer.
I'm thinking that one day I'm
going to
show up and she'll be on the floor.
If they can do a good job, get a referral from the librarian.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Librarians are always looking for
the
school.
We put the Friends of the Library newsletter together today over here at that table, and there were people in here, and I just think it was too noisy for these people. If we had another room where we could shut the door and it wouldn't bother the people here. But there was an old man sitting here reading Smithsonian, and he had his hands over his ears. And there was a black man at the last computer, and he kept looking. So it was like, shut up, you guys.
Well, maybe we will be able to eke out a spot in the back.
Yeah, maybe.
To make it more functional. Okay, then library board meeting. So I think we decided we would meet in June because of the budget coming out, so we could be aware of what they've done for us or to us or whatever.
So that's going to be June 11th, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we won't meet July and August, and we'll start back September.
Right.
Okay.
Do we have a date on September yet?
No. My brain hasn't.
Third Monday is the 17th.
Second
Monday, excuse me, is the 10th.
10th?
Mm-hmm.
But is there a Monday holiday?
The Labor Day is the 3rd.
Labor Day is the 3rd, so.
That should be okay.
So then you will be.
Yeah, we'll be screwed.
Library, the Friends of the Library.
Friends of the Library, because we meet on the first.
What's going to happen?
The first one will be the 10th. If Labor Day is on the 3rd.
So we won't.
And so you won't meet on the 3rd. So
right.
the second
I
is
see.
The 1st. So that's the 10th. So we'll meet the 17th.
Okay. That works. I can do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No fair.
Mm-hmm. No yawning.
quick. Okay, and it's going to be at 7. All right. Announcement for the library board vacancy. We had talked.
I would just want like a collective back patting for actually talking to someone about doing it, and then she actually came and talked to Lynn about it. I just am so proud of myself. And I also know somebody else who's also very interested. And when I told her, I said, "Oh, I just talked to Daisy's mom about that," she was like, "Oh, really?
What about me?"
And I was like, "Geesh, it's like a run-on library board position."
Ooh,
I know.
Cool.
So is okay. But I know you guys had the one lady in mind. Is she interested or not?
But she's gone a lot. I mean, she's having to. So don't. We haven't got that chicken hatched yet.
Okay.
Well, tell your other friend. Get your other friend.
Okay. Did you talk to Jennifer or did she talk to Lynn?
She talked to Lynn.
Okay.
Yeah, but she did come in.
She came in, yeah.
And I haven't gotten to see Daisy.
Really did.
They have to put in their applications, yeah. Did they?
Well, they don't. She said that Lynn said there's no application anymore, that you just have to write a letter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, really?
That's not fair.
Why you'd be interested in being on the board.
Okay. Essentially what the sheet of paper said.
Yeah.
Erin Dietrich, she was like, I heard there's a library board position coming open. And I was like, I just talked to Jennifer about that. She was like, oh, all right.
She would be great.
Yeah, she would. She'd be awesome.
Okay, well, do.
All right.
I'll tell her
to go ahead.
If they want to be on the library, oh, no, I guess we can't do that. I was going to say, yes, I could. I could have resigned.
No, we need everyone.
I know, but.
We can only have so many bodies.
But I'm still tied to the library with the friend.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. Talk to Erin when you see
her
at the next
council meeting.
And if they
really want to do it, they could do it. I could resign and they could take my spot.
I'll ask her. She seemed really excited about it.
And that would be like
yes,
me. You
that's
get
right.
1 year and then you got to re-up
yeah.
and then you get 4.
Right. Yeah.
So it's the continuity maybe wouldn't
are
be.
You
our
she next? Should, I think she should still.
Yeah. Are you our but, next expiration, Evelyn?
Next year.
Okay. I'll tell Erin because she's going back to school, so she
next
probably
spring,
shouldn't
sometime.
Commit to so many
no.
things. But
yeah, she's busy.
But maybe next year.
She would be great.
She would be great.
I really like her.
Yeah.
She's a great girl.
So Haley's going to be in Gus's class. And so is Daisy. It's a party.
Party.
Sorry, I just was
well,
super proud of that.
It's been posted somewhere.
To talk about it.
It's been posted somewhere.
It's in the local
it
newspaper.
Should be.
Okay.
I
know there was a
on the
request for volunteers, but I don't know.
No, there was a vacancy for the library board
okay.
in the
yeah,
local
Erin
newspaper.
Because Erin knew about it. I didn't tell her about
okay,
it. She already knew. But of course, she's
yeah.
a newspaper girl, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. So.
So, do you. I just thought of something. Sorry. changes to the agenda.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Do you need any help from the board regarding Lynn's?
I don't know at this point. We will meet on the 4th of June, so that gives us from the 4th till the 21st.
Okay.
Tara Andrews is going to do, I'll see her Thursday, she's going to do a brochure about it like she did for... what's her name? A retired from Viking Soul.
Okay.
Marcia.
Yeah, she's going to make, and she's very artistic. She'll make a nice brochure, and we can have them here at the library. They can have them at the City Hall and wherever else we want.
Okay, great.
And we sent out the newsletter today for the announcement about Lynn's retirement.
Do we know when that's going to be?
June 21, Thursday.
Yeah.
And it's 5:30 to 7:30. Here.
And what are you guys meeting next?
The 4th, she said. June 4th.
June 4th,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the front of the library newsletter we sent out today, if you're interested.
I got one.
We may need some help. Last year, what I did was at the June 4th meeting, I had post-it notes with all the tasks on it. And so I just passed it around the table and said, you take whatever you're going to do. And so we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Nadine suggested we have ice cream sundaes. Well, it would be lovely because the cleanup would be just throw away the container. But how we keep ice cream frozen is a problem.
Need a trough ice.
And things, toppings get dripped and drizzled, and that's, it's a hard, way harder to get that sort of stuff, liquid stuff out of the carpet than it is to get dry stuff out of the carpet.
If we weren't doing it here, it would be great, but you know how Lynn is about her carpet.
I know, yeah.
Well, are they doing anything over at Viking Cell?
Well, we've always had our annual meetings over there, but Lynn would rather have it here.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we did that. So basically, this is our annual meeting, and I will just introduce my board and then tell them what we've done this year, and then we'll turn it over to Lynn, and she wants to give a little speech. Then we'll have refreshments.
Yeah, don't call on her first.
And what?
Don't call on her first.
Yeah. Yeah, she really screwed us up last year.
Okay, well, this is short and sweet.
It is, yeah.
Does anybody have anything that they would like to add to this group?
How's the planning going for the summer reading program?
Good.
Okay, so it's all program.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. The only change is Tom originally wanted to have one in the end of June, and I never did, and I was hoping that would change, and it did. He decided, because they're going to have their first week of summer camp, and he said it's pretty crazy. And he got to think about it and decided he didn't think he wanted that to also be added to the mix. So actually, our first program is not till July 11th, because the 4th, of course, is a holiday. And he had one opening left that he hadn't been able to book, and that was last week. And so we decided on somebody, and I said something to Lynn, and she emailed him, and he had the date free, and he took it.
Okay. So is it the same people, or do we have anybody new?
There's different. Let me go see if I can find the.
There's some the same, there's some different.
So the 11th is the Junction City Fire Department, and they're bringing their earthquake simulator. The 18th is the Science Factory. The 25th, that's the one where we have the opening. We went ahead and just got Rich Glauber to come.
Who's he?
He does music in action.
Oh, the kids had a blast last time.
Did they?
Yeah.
August 1st is Bring Recycle. They're going to do a craft.
Is what recycle?
Bring.
Bring, oh. I thought you said brain.
Bring, bring, like, let me bring something
recycle
to the party.
Your brain.
Green Hill Humane Society is August 8th. Oh,
okay.
August 15th is someone named Chris Olson. She's new, don't know anything about her. Come sing, dance, and play.
Oh.
August 23rd is the U of O Museum of Natural and Cultural History.
Oh, yeah.
And it's something...
They're good.
Yeah. It says geology. I'm not sure if that's... But that's it. Lynn helped me last week. And we got the little brochure done that you do every year.
Okay.
She did it, which was a good thing. And I had already ordered something for the adults in YA that they had that I could just order, so we didn't have to come up with something. The theme is Libraries Rock. So we're all set. And we have a lot of books already. We happen to look in the, we have this little thing that it's
for... Oh, did you guys find the books from last year?
Yeah, plus there was a bunch in that thing that's right next to our counter there.
Oh, okay.
We looked in there. There was some friend stuff, but there's also books, and more books. So I don't think we're going to have to worry about that.
So probably won't have to order any for the summer.
Do you have any idea if the books have been ordered for Tivoli's little library?
No, because I don't think anything was given to Linda. Show I'm aware of.
Okay. Yeah. Because the shop at the high school is now finishing up. They just need to get hinges. So we'll put that library in shortly. And so then we need to select books. I think what I need to do is meet with Nancy, the manager, and find out the exact ages of the people and how many there are there, and then we'll know mm-hmm. what kind of books to buy.
Okay. Everybody happy with what's been done so far? If we can, and do I have a motion to adjourn this lovely group?
We'll move for adjournment unless anyone has an opposition.
Nope.
Anybody? Nope. Anybody? Anybody? Anybody have any objections to adjourning? I don't think. That being said, we'll adjourn at 7:37.
Check.
Thank you.